Welcome to Younger But Wiser, a podcast that celebrates the wisdom of teen girls and how we as adults can learn from them. We'll talk about everything from perfectionism and failure to radical self-acceptance. We'll dive into what these young women might be nervous about losing as they get older, and even advice they have for us adults. I'm your host, Ripley Rader, fashion designer, CEO, and founder of Camp Rocky Road, a leadership camp for girls. I'm on a mission to inject our next generation of young women with unapologetic, grounded self-esteem. This pod is intended for mothers and daughters alike, and my hope is that you'll listen together, and who knows, maybe it'll even generate some interesting conversations. Every week, I'll interview a new fantastic young woman, talk about juicy topics ranging from self-care to the comparison game, and then jump into our know-it-all segment, where I ask the girls questions and hold space for honest, vulnerable answers. This podcast is our opportunity to offer a bridge between the generations, an opportunity for mothers and daughters to talk about something more than how school was today. It's a chance to really hear each other, whether you're 60 or 16. Join me as we get to know an army of women not afraid to stand out. Scarlett, woman, thank you for joining me today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Man, I'm excited to dig into this with you. It's going to be good. Okay, before we begin, how old are you and what grade are you in?
I'm 17 and I'm going to be a senior in high school.
Nice. Perfect. We threw around a couple of topics to talk about and landed on trusting your instinct. You said, and I quote, it's important for women as well as other minorities, and it's something that isn't always listened to, but should be. And I thought, well, that's it. You're wise. That's all that we need to know. And the interview's over. This is exactly it. So I'm really excited to dive into this. So I'm gonna ask you your first question. Ready? What does it mean to trust your instinct or your gut feeling?
I think that it means to really like be in tune with your own thoughts and feelings and like attitude towards something, and to where you trust it, so you're not really questioning, oh, is this right or wrong, is this safe or not. You're just going to your first instinct, really, and you're very much listening to your head in this situation.
What is a gut feeling? How do you describe it?
There's so many types, but I think one is in concerns to like safety, is you immediately just kind of feel like this sense of maybe you're in a dangerous situation, or you feel it and like you just kind of feel this pit in your stomach, and it's just pretty much immediate once you're in it. But then on the flip side, if you're like not in a dangerous situation, I guess, and you're just trusting your gut, like, okay, I'm going to do this, it's also very inspiring, and also like, it's kind of overwhelming too. That's how I would explain it.
And when you say overwhelming, I love this idea of trusting your instinct, and we're often conditioned to believe that you trust your instinct only in bad situations, but you bring up these incredible situations where you're trusting your gut and your instinct, and it's overwhelming. What does that, on, let's say on the good side, what does that feel like to you? What does overwhelming mean to you?
I think overwhelming, you're just inspired to go after what you want. So like the motivation and the drive that you feel, like you're just thinking this is going to be good. Like, you're just really excited about what's coming.
It seems like instinct and passion can almost be used interchangeably in that way.
Yeah.
Back to the uncomfortable situations. What does it feel like in your body when you get that feeling that something is off? What does it physically feel like to you? Just because I want other people to know that they're not alone in their feelings, or how to listen to it.
Yeah. Well, for me, your heart definitely increases. You're more aware, I think, of your surroundings, or you become more aware. You take in a lot more of your surroundings as well. You're kind of just looking around, just scanning for any potential like threat or anything that is like uneasy. Like I said also before, like with your stomach, there's just a pit and you're just it's very uncomfortable. And you're not sure how you're going to move forward with the uncomfortable situation.
Yeah, we've all been in these situations, whether we went into it actively or passively walking down the street. I think this is a tough question, but how do you know how to trust your gut and what it's telling you?
Well, it definitely takes practice. It definitely takes a while to get used to it, and also to really trust it as well, because I know there's a lot of like, you have this gut instinct, but then you're not sure if it's just you in your head and like being paranoid. But really, I think as time goes on, you do learn, oh, this is right. This is what I need to be listening to. And then maybe, hopefully not, but sometimes you will be in the situation and it will turn out how your instinct is. And so I think really making sure that you're connecting more deeply with your mind as well as your physical body, and just making sure that it's all together.
It seems like it's the marriage of the two.
Yes.
Have you ever been in a situation where there were red flags that you wished you had listened to earlier?
I am not sure, but I definitely know.
You or anyone you know, but I wonder, you know, you talk about instinct, and I wonder if it's multi-layer. I guess that's what I'm getting to with this question, is like, sometimes it comes as a whisper and then it comes as a scream, you know?
Yes. Yes. Definitely. I know like my friend group and I, had this one person who was slowly becoming more and more toxic to the group. And I definitely pointed out some things that were definitely red flags before, and we were all kind of talking, and it eventually did pile on to more serious things. And yeah, that's definitely having to train listening to your instinct.
Yeah, with your own wisdom and connection. Why don't we as women listen to our instincts?
That's a really good question. I think that it's because we're also taught to be like kind and not disruptive, and really like very passive, and just kind of like everything will be all right, or not always listening to what may be there, because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings. And we're taught to be basically like a people pleaser to other people, despite maybe our own actual feelings.
It's like, it's better to not make someone uncomfortable and hold on to that.
Yes.
Yeah. Hold on to it yourself. And you know, that goes either way, with the instinct in the good way or the bad way. You know, I do think, yeah, that's a good point. What is your advice to other young women to help them listen and trust their instinct? What are tangible things that you would give advice to?
Well, it definitely takes practice. Definitely, of course, you may not get it on the first time, which is completely fine, but definitely learning from your own experiences and even from others, and what people have told you about situations. But also, like, if someone shows you like who they are, really believe that, because there's no changing like what they've done or who they may act with people. So really just believe what you see, and like, don't try and manipulate things into, oh, they may have done this, but they're really like a good person or whatever. Really trust what is being shown just directly to you, because that is like who people really are.
So good. Here you are like dropping Maya Angelou quotes. Here we go. It's going to be good. I just hear the thing I'm hearing over and over again is you cultivating listening to yourself, looking in rather than looking out, which just takes a lot of courage.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of trust that you have to have within yourself too, with all of this.
And that comes, I mean, it's all connected. The self-esteem, the self-confidence, you know, the people-pleasing is interesting to me, because I do think that we're conditioned to make people comfortable around us at the expense of our own gut sometimes.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. It's sage advice, Scarlett. It's like for all, it's not just for young women. It's like, oh yes, that is great. But now it's time we shift gears and jump into our know-it-all segment. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. What is your superpower at this stage in your life?
I think that it would be being able to give my unique perspective on topics as a young Asian woman. And also aside from that, being a young Asian woman in STEM,
awesome.
Being basically like a trailblazer and showing younger girls what they can be.
So good. It is, and showing us what you, we can be. It's great. Second question. What don't you want to lose as you get older and become an adult?
I definitely don't want to lose my sense of style. I've definitely like seen throughout the years, like, oh, I had a very hardcore basketball phase, and I've been transitioning out of that, and I've liked my style much more now. But I think I also don't want to lose my motivation and perseverance. I have a lot of drive that I really like, and
yeah.
It's taken me to good places.
It's so good. Oh, you're so great. Okay. I love that you embrace your drive as a really positive thing. You embrace ambition. It is why your generation will save the world, in my opinion. The third question, what do you understand that adults don't think you do?
I think in a way, I think I know or understand more about politics than I guess some adults do. And I think this would probably go for more like people who I may not be as close to. But I think also technology and computers, because again, as a young woman in STEM, you're constantly being underestimated, and it's very fulfilling to prove them wrong and like come in basically like with a chip on your shoulder and just show them what you got.
It's so good. I bet they're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea what I was dealing with. It's so great. Okay. Last question. What advice do you give your future self?
I would say to continue to ask questions and to always be ready to learn more. I'd also say to make sure that you're taking care of yourself, whether that's with therapy or with any real self-care. And I'd say don't perfect things. Don't strive for that, and to like know the boundaries with perfection and competitiveness, since definitely had or still continue to work around that to this day.
Nice. What is your idea of perfection?
Perfection. Well, I strive, I guess, to be the best, but I know that for perfection, really just doing enough to just, having it be enough to be what you want, but to not like overwork yourself to the point where it's perfection is impossible, but you can always be a better version.
Gosh, you know, I'm like, yes, you're right. I love that because I think sometimes when you have a lot of drive, that can be, they're sometimes in bed together.
And yes.
So, it's really, I'm really grateful that you took the time today to sit down and talk with these things, because this is sage advice and important advice for young women, my age women. We all need to hear these things. And I'm so grateful that you took the time to chat with me. You're one of those people I think I could just sit and talk to all day. I want to hear your thoughts on everything. So I'm very grateful, and maybe we'll do this again soon. That'd be awesome.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. You're a lighthouse. Thank you. We'll talk soon.